Brownback held up what he says are the achievements of his administration over the last 3 years, building up state financial reserves and balancing the budget during the recession.
In consultation with some of the best minds in America, we developed an action plan. We streamlined regulations, reformed workers' compensation, and went from the second highest tax burden in our region to the second lowest, cutting our taxes so that we could grow.
The governor also promoted his plan to institute all-day kindergarten statewide in Kansas public schools.
It will benefit Kansas school kids. And again, thanks to the growing economy and the work of this legislature, it is affordable. For the first time, we can ensure that every Kansas child has access to all-day kindergarten, and we should do it now.
Last year, the legislature passed a budget that cut universities by nearly $50 million over 2 years. Brownback called higher education critical, but did not specifically say he would push to reverse the cuts.
In my budget proposal, I'll continue to support our universities, community and technical colleges, and I'm confident they will produce the next generation of Kansas leaders.
Brownback said he'll include money in his budget to help reduce housing shortages and a need for doctors in rural areas. His speech was peppered with references to Kansas history and a higher power.
Our dependence is not on big government, but it's on a big God who loves us and lives within us.
Brownback also hinted at a school funding lawsuit being considered by the Kansas Supreme Court. He said too many decisions are made by, quote, unaccountable, opaque institutions. He said it's the job of the legislature to decide school funding.
This is the people's business, done by the people's house, through this wonderfully untidy, but open to all to see, business of appropriations. Let us resolve that our schools remain open and are not closed by the courts or anyone else.
Kansas Supreme Court justices, seated just feet from Brownback, did not react to his comments. Just as Brownback touted the work he's done, his challenger took issues with many of the governor's policies. State Representative Paul Davis from Lawrence gave the Democratic response to the state of the state. He will likely be Brownback's opponent in the upcoming election. Davis spoke from an elementary school in Lawrence.
Governor Brownback and his roadmap for Kansas are leading our state in the wrong direction. Our schools are suffering, jobs remain scarce, and property taxes are skyrocketing. Meanwhile, big politically connected corporations seem to get all the breaks.
Davis contends the tax cuts passed in recent years have not spurred the economic growth promised.
And I've never heard from business owners who believe that a plan that raises taxes on middle-class families will actually help our economy. I've never heard the business community ask a governor to make the largest cut to public schools in state history, resulting in a less educated workforce.
Davis also tried to send a message to Kansans of all political stripes.
We need to go in a different direction. Education, hard work, strong middle class, cooperation, these values are what make us Kansans. And if we work together, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, we can restore the state we love.
Governor Sam Brownback's office will release more specific details of his budget proposal later today. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.